You're about to start an adventure for the years with the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up Podcast. The Nissan Pathfinder is where family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder. Family driven. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Got that right, Kennedy Malloy. Two proud owners of cows.
Excellent news.
Yes, I'm not happy with mine.
I'm thrilled with mine. As it should be. I got to pick first.
Oh, jeez. Mine's a...
There has been a bull named after you, Mick. I'm going to...
He's a breeding bull, too.
He's a breeding bull.
Out.
Oh, look out.
We're going to learn, David.
I've got terrible statistics to read out about your bull, actually.
He went under the hammer today. Yes. We might speak to someone and get to the bottom of what he went for.
Let's find out.
Big breeding bull.
It's a very bovine-y show, isn't it?
Big Mickey.
Big Mickey.
He's actually called Mick Malloy.
It is?
That's the name of the
bull.
How
very apt.
What else you got?
Well, we've got royal wedding news because now I've had two sleeps. I can't wait.
You are overexcited, overstimulated. I'm worried
happy.
About you.
Don't be
We've
worried.
We've got to get you across the line. I want to find out what you're doing on the big night, and
yep.
we may even find out what our listeners are doing on
I'd
the big
love
night
to hear that.
For the big royal wedding. Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to talk to Shaun White.
Shaun White
I'm
is
not
a snowboarding legend.
He is.
I've single-handedly driven that sport. He's got a big. Music
What's
festival
a festival
coming
and
up.
A snow sort of music
It was
combined.
Bound to happen eventually,
it
wasn't
was.
It? All under the one
in
roof.
In the middle of Sydney, in the city.
He'll be
set
giving
that
us a call. We'll get to the bottom of that. Seagulls and restaurants. What's going on? Perth. There's a restaurant in Perth that is under siege.
And taking action to fix that up. We've
yeah.
got our great mate, Will Anderson, coming in.
Big Wilbo. Good
yeah.
grooving last night. Did
it
you see it?
It was excellent
They
grooving.
Did the chemists. I'll get to the bottom of that. With the man himself. Bad parenting. What
I've got
have you
a
done?
Few. Well, I've got a few.
Just give me one.
Mother gets tattoo of child's
what?
Name, spells it incorrectly.
I thought you were going to go with Anne Frank's dad, but no.
No, I was going to save that.
Don't you worry about that. Bitcoin up and about.
Oh, good.
So we'll get to the bottom. Ooh, there's some new hot entries coming in.
And you've got Front Bar tonight, and we're just going to play a little bit from the Front Bar coming up on Channel 7
well,
tonight. Because you're going to go straight from here.
Good Lord.
To go and
As
do.
I normally do, it's
yes.
game
Flying
on.
Flying by the seat of your pants,
Calls,
Mick.
Tweets. We will do it all, Jane.
We're going to get through it
now,
all.
Now, can I just say something? And yeah. I don't be offended. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
Hi, Dave.
Down, please.
You're done.
We can have a
yep.
conversation.
Right. Beg your pardon.
Get a book out. Read. Do something. You look terrible.
What?
You look a bit wan. You look a bit gaunt. You
Mick.
Look like, have you been home?
Mick.
What is happening?
No.
Who can give you mascaras running?
Mickey.
You look a bit terrible.
I've been to a funeral. So
okay.
Yeah, that might explain it, all right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I did tell you to drop it, didn't I? You had to push.
Well, I didn't.
You had to push my buttons.
Sorry.
It was a very sad funeral of a friend of ours.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Yes.
I do apologise. That's off to a flyer.
Yeah. That's not like the Olivia Newton-John moment, though.
No, but you do look.
Well,
don't look great.
You say that every day. So
no,
what is
I don't.
The
I'm normally in your corner on all this
really?
Stuff. Yeah. How was
As funerals go, it was well done. Excellent family and great turnout. You know what? You want a big turnout at a funeral.
All right.
I'm
well,
just wondering
that's why
I'm...
they said That's why I told you in Thailand they have strippers because it's a sign of status. I probably shouldn't be going to this funeral.
But we don't. This funeral did not need strippers at it.
Well, I'm right. just...
Yours will.
I'm in danger.
That's for sure.
They'll be the chief mourners.
Oh, I don't think I want a funeral, I've decided.
Oh.
I'm just saying now.
I mean, mine's going to go 8 hours.
Oh.
It's gonna have
Who's got,
it's
nobody's going to sit around for 8 hours.
Yes, they will. They'll have
no,
to.
No, they won't.
Be,
Why?
You have two intervals.
Oh.
And it'll be like a Bollywood funeral.
No.
I'll
fast
dancing,
game's a good game. Come on.
I'll have an open coffin and I'll be deliberately woofy.
Oh, for God's sake.
You'll have to kiss me on both cheeks.
You're an idiot. Stop it. I'm not coming to your stupid funeral.
Hey, I want to see some wailing from you. I want to
wailing?
I want to see you throw yourself over the casket.
I'll be
banging on the lid. No, taken too early.
I'll be twerking. Up on the altar.
If you twerk, okay, if you twerk, I'll take that as a sign of disrespect. If you twerk at my wedding. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I'm emotional.
I'm very upset. I've got a phone.
Oh, my God, this phone. Honestly, now, what did I say?
The iPhone X.
How many times did I tell you not to get the new iPhone X?
You told me not to get it.
A million. Because I knew that it would be just, it'd do your head in with the technology.
Even Sam Cav, our producer's come in and said, oh, Mick, there's no home button. You're going, oh, fantastic. Sounds great. Can't wait.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but you can't operate it. You don't know how to get in. It just sits there black.
But you,
and you start stabbing it and swiping at it.
No, you start, you yell at it and you go, you just look at your phone and you just go, oh, this damn phone. He goes, where's the face recognition? What is that all about? I don't understand.
Sam told me today that the facial recognition works as also as your PIN number.
Oh.
So you can be your PIN. I said to him, that's fine, but what if Richard Clapton gets his hands on my...
Your phone's in shock. It's in. It's having its own anaphylactic shock when it sees your face every time.
When Matt Preston comes in next week, I'll steal his phone. I'll get access to all his accounts.
Mm.
I'll hold it up to my face.
That'll
be
interesting.
That'll drive it mad.
Hey, look, we've got these cows. I'm going to talk about them because I really love mine.
Kennedy and Malloy, we've received photos, and yours looks a bit of a cutie, a bit of a tart.
Mine
looks a bit like, puts it about a bit.
Does not. It looks...
got tiny udders.
It looks... Well, that's a compliment.
It's a tiny udders.
I don't want... Who wants a big udder?
You got to big cans.
I don't want big cans.
All right, I'm going to dub that off. That line will be isolated and played back to you on virtually every show.
Yep.
Fell for that one.
Your cow.
Well, mine looks a little, can I say, what can I say without offending anyone, but a little.
Special.
Special?
NQR.
Not quite right.
Yeah. I think that was
the little gammy.
I think it was the runt of the litter.
Yeah. He's a runt.
Not strong.
Well,
no, lacking confidence, lacking.
Hey, guess I've got a bull named after me, and well, let's go and get.
Oh, we talk to the person who's.
So I went on sale today. It was up there at Caloundra or somewhere.
Okay. Wodonga.
Well, Wodonga. Yeah. I'm close.
So nowhere near.
Not quite near. Yep.
Close. And the big bull sales were on. And this is a big breeding bull called, what's it called? Mickey Malloy.
It's called Mick Malloy. It's called a bull.
It's called a bull.
Do
it's
we
gone
talk to
under
someone
the
after
hammer.
This?
And we'll get the. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to get it to bonk your cow.
I beg your pardon.
I'm going
to. I don't want your dirt. Your
it's got a bonk.
Cow
it's got
anywhere.
It's got a bonk.
No.
It's got to sneak up from behind.
It's not.
Ta-da!
That's a terrible thought.
All right, we'll get to the owner, the breeder, in just a moment. Hey, we're all here thanks to the Nissan Pathfinder.
You don't even know what's happening.
It's where family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder, family driven.
Twerk at my funeral.
I will.
That is unbelievable.
I will.
You've heard it all.
On Kennedy the altar. Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
This is the big breaking story of the day. A bull, a big prize bull, a breeding bull, a sire, very popular with the ladies, has gone under the hammer today.
Not sure. A little bit of GST added here. Just read the story, please, from the top.
At Wodonga National, it's called Glenholme Mick Malloy is the name of the bull. It's been offered at the Herefords Australia National Sale. This is it. This is like going to the show.
Well, it sounds
this
pretty
is like
fancy.
This is like Paris Fashion Week for bulls.
It is.
It's as good as it gets. And my big fella, Australian stage, offered by Jeff Bush of Cootamundra. Jeff's on the line now. How'd he go, Jeff?
We sold him, Mick.
Bang.
Oh, good on you.
A good price?
Oh, yeah, you made $6,000, which with all the conditions out here at the moment, that was great. And he's actually gone up into the mountains to Omeo.
Oh, how awesome. Nice. And, now, Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about him? What's his weight?
Yeah, he was 860 kilos.
Hello. Oh, just getting up just near you, Mick.
Should have called it Matt Preston. Shut up, Jane.
He was very well endowed.
Hang on.
Hey, still getting up near me.
no wonder he's named after you, Mick. But anyway, he's a really good bull, and he'll do a really good job. So
when you say good job, is he already amongst it? Does he want me to come and push his bottom up and down?
Listen.
He'll be fine. He won't need any help.
He won't need help, Jeff.
Is he a ladies' man, Jeff? Just quickly, let's just not gloss over this. Is he a bit of a devil with the ladies?
No, he's been a really well-behaved bull all his life, which is really what you want.
Well, don't get him to meet Nick. That'll change everything. Hey, can I ask you, Jeff, why did you decide to call him Mick Malloy, and how long ago did you call him it?
Right, would have been over 12 months ago when we were registering him as a stud animal. And there's two reasons. First one is that they have an international year symbol, and for that year it was M. So that's why we named all our bulls with an M name.
Yes.
And we've been great big fans of Mick Molloy way back since the Martin Molloy shows, and I sort of grew up with
Mick. You don't get out much, though, do you, Jeff? You're in the bush.
A very sheltered life.
My bull, Jeff, and so it's gone to a good home up in the Alps, is it?
Yes, right. Omeo's right in the high
country. I love Omeo. I can go and see him.
Yes.
Don't frighten him.
No, they have massive big calf sales there every year in March.
Yeah.
So in a couple of years' time, you'd be able to go to Omeo and look at his progeny.
Well, do you know what? Oh. Just by quite coincidence that I've just taken possession of a couple of cows.
Yes,
one called Kennedy, one called Molloy. Wow. I wouldn't mind old Mickey Molloy.
Pardon me.
Kennedy?
No.
From behind, babe. Do we need any mood music?
Pardon me.
Oh, hello.
Here people say.
Look out, here comes Mickey Boy, the bull.
Jeff, I do not want that bull anywhere near delightful Kennedy the cow.
She'd be up for it, trust me, I can see it. Have a look at the photos. You can see it in her face.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for informing us that you have a 800-kilogram sold a bull today.
Jeff,
congratulations,
good on you,
called Mick Molloy. We love it.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you very much.
You're up there, no Cootamundra. You want to send a cheerio to anyone?
Oh, everybody at Cootamundra is wonderful. But, yeah, no, a big cheerio to my son, Sam, because he's just as big a fan of you as I am.
Good stuff, mate.
It'll be drinks all round in Cootamundra tonight as a toast to the big stud that is Mickey Molloy.
Oh, all right.
Well done. Baby.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
It is indeed Mick Molloy and...
I don't want big cans.
Oh, Jane Kennedy.
Hang on. That's out of context. And I'm not quite sure. You said it. Well, I don't want massive ones. I just want...
Who are you talking about? Your cow. She said udders. So I said
you were saying you don't want to have big udders.
Right, that's not what you came out. That's not what I'll be playing for the rest of the year.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I've got a tweet from Roy Hicknam, beg your pardon, about you're talking about funerals before at the top of the show. He said, Jane, will the bomber jacket come out for Mickey's funeral?
Oh, yes. You bet.
It'll be in the casket with me. It'll be too late. You'll have to pry it open to get your stupid bomber jacket back.
I'm going to wear the bomber jacket and that's all. At your funeral.
I don't want big cans.
Should get you to do the reading. Hey, time for a bit of this.
Another f***ing royal wedding update.
As the day draws nearer, you get more edgy.
I didn't think I was going to be as excited, but I really am.
You've really risen to the occasion, considering it's not actually a royal wedding. There's no royal blood involved on either.
That's very harsh.
Party, but it's true.
Well.
What are you doing? Tell me what you're doing. Actually, before we're doing that, can I just place for tonight?
Yes.
If you're watching telly, a warning.
Oh, right. Mayday, mayday.
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 royal wedding. Documentary alert.
Warning.
Hide remote from partner. Change channel to Fox Sports immediately.
This is not a drill.
This is a fully blown royal wedding documentary alert.
Okay, guys, write this down. This is tough. There's eight tonight. If you've got Foxtel, there's eight all up. You've got free-to-air, there's about
five. Stand by. Write this down.
Harry and Meghan, Royal Rebels. That's on 7.2. The Queen. At 9.30, Harry and Meghan, a royal romance, that's on at 9.30, Diana, a love affair, 11.30, over the page on UK TV, Foxtel, Britain's Royal Weddings,
we'll take that
on tonight, Our Queen is on tonight, Channel 7, there is one called Invitation to a Royal Wedding, a prestigious documentary, that's on, and immediately after that at 8.30 is Front Bar, Royal Wedding Special.
Really?
No, I'm just calling it that to see if we can get it. Well, you know the only thing we did do is we are going to play BT's brilliant call of the last royal wedding.
Oh, excellent. It's Brian Taylor.
Known nationally. Here's a quick snippet.
Doesn't Kate look absolutely fantastic? Look at Pippa. Wowee. Here he is. The package! It's Prince William as the crowd goes absolutely bananas. And here go the happy couple selling a bit of royal candy.
There it is. It's like Roaming Brian. He's there. He'll talk you through it. What have you got?
Sounds excellent. Well, look, I'm a bit concerned because that stupid Samantha, Meghan's sister, the Markle's crazy sister, I can't stand her for another second.
Can I say something?
What?
I know this is going to sound strange, but I find her quite attractive. In a strange, compelling way.
Don't you dare say that.
I find
that.
Samantha Markle a little bit my way.
You deserve her.
Something about her ointy behaviour.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's just have a listen to Piers Morgan, British commentator, journalist, interview a little bit of Samantha the Sweet.
Meg and I do not have a relationship now. The last year, I think, has been strained because of what tabloids have said. There's something in this country known as freedom of speech, and she's not going to tell me that I can't speak about my own life or my father's, where it's a matter of public self-defense, because the media is disparaging us. This is not Great Britain. I am a United States citizen, and that's all there is to it. She's way out of her league to tell me that I can't speak.
Yes. No, that was not the Piers Morgan one, but we will play that next,
right?
Because this is when she's talking about that she's got freedom of speech.
Right.
Well, we didn't know who you were before, so we didn't care about your speech.
Easy.
And the only reason you're speaking is because you're trying to cash in on your poor sister.
She has the right to defend herself.
She doesn't really, not in my book. Well, let's see what Piers Morgan thinks.
An ethical obligation to allow me to be portrayed as I am, living a healthy lifestyle, not caught in unflattering positions as media vultures had done.
There's no bigger media vulture with this wedding than you. Is there, Ms. Markle? You're doing a book called The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister. You'd be trashing her for two years, you little vulture.
Oh,
wow.
Take that.
Wasn't that the title of your sister Carrie's book?
Oh, ouch. Stinger.
I'm happy with that.
Okay, so we're over her and we don't ever want to. We'll never see her again, will we? Hopefully not. Do you know she dyed her hair too to look like
I
her sister?
Her as a brunette.
Oh, so you're doing that just to rile me, aren't you?
Seriously, let's have a poll on this. Can we?
All right, 1-3-3-3.
We'll give us a call if you.
Who finds Samantha Markle hot? Is that your poll?
That's my poll. Give us a call. 1-3-3-3.
Please don't disappoint me, national audience.
Let's just take the temperature of the electorate out there. What else you got?
All right. So who, in fact, is going to walk Megan down the aisle now that her
dad's not there?
Stupid father's not going to do it. Do you know who they're suggesting? Prince Charles. Thoughts?
Okay.
Thoughts? Not for me.
He doesn't have a good record in this stuff, does he?
Then they've suggested, you'll like this one, Prince Philip.
Oh, jeez, that's the only way to get him there.
I think
you're coming down the aisle. They'll have to carry him Weekend at Bernie style down the aisle. Just unbelievable.
She would have to prop him up. That's quite funny that amuses me.
All right. Terrible.
Around Windsor, that's where the wedding is taking place, around the Windsor Castle. Oh, well, the community and the council around there are beautifying the place. And they've just decided, they've just got a few homeless people and all their belongings. And they're just doing a bit of a clean-up.
They're not allowed in.
No.
Into Windsor.
Nope.
Just make it hard for the Markle family to get in. They're not letting homeless in.
There you go.
That's just they get one of those homeless people and make him walk her down the aisle just so she feels comfortable.
That could be the solution they've been looking for.
Yeah, maybe get the sister there to give her away.
All right, now I'm going to find out. I'm going to write down all those suggestions that you wrote for the documentary.
All right, write them down, get them down, but we have a – give us a call.
They're all ringing about Samantha, Mark.
Hang on, someone said I'd give her one.
Not hot. You want to go to Matthew very quickly?
We're not doing it now.
Okay.
We're going to do it when we come back.
All right.
3-5-3. And tell us what you're doing for the royal wedding.
All right. So what are you doing for the royal wedding? Is Samantha Markle hot? That's what we're asking,
is it? I think you might be too far down this track.
Maybe.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Are you having a lend to me?
I'm not. You know my taste in women can be very democratic.
You've dated a lot of very beautiful women, I have to say, your day.
But Samantha Markle, to me, has a certain mystery.
You can say that again.
There's something there that you go, wow, she would be a handful.
Yeah,
she's
like a rabbit cooker on crack.
High maintenance.
Dated a couple of those too. Hey, listen.
So you put it out. I said, let's just find out what our listeners
hot
think.
Or not. Would you give her one?
Oh.
Well, I didn't say it like that. Apologies, that's going to be the name of a new segment of mine. If you're not for anyone.
Would you give her one?
Yeah.
All right.
It's for borderline.
I'd give her one. Is that what you want to call it? I'd give her one.
Oh. Well, that might be the name of the series. I don't know. Or him. There you go.
All right. Give us a call.
Well,
let's work on that.
Put it on the table. But you can't you can't ring up with, like, Hemsworth or whatever. You've got to go,
Yeah, but it also, it can't be the girl in, it can't be the receptionist.
That's right. Well, that's why. Yeah. Samantha Markle is the perfect,
I ask. All right.
Where do you stand on this one? Matthew?
Hey, guys. Early nomination for Clown of the Week. I think they're Mickey.
Jeez, Matthew.
I agree, Matthew. What say you?
There is nothing attractive about that woman. She's an irritating character, isn't she? I think she's just envious of her sister's individual success there, Mickey. Well, so I don't know what you've seen her.
Well, you're talking about the woman I love, so just be very, very careful, Matthew. No prize for you. Dave's on the line. Dave, which side are you coming down on?
I want the wedding postponed another month so we can see this lovely Samantha Markle on TV.
Thank you.
Come on, Dave.
What's wrong with you?
What is it about her, Dave? Her vulnerability?
Yeah, the way she comes across. You know, you get Pippa Middleton walking around in the white dress. I want to see her walking
around.
Her whingy voice. No, her monotonous tone.
Jane, you've made your call.
Dyed hair.
You know why? Because you always come down on the side of the princess because that's who you wanted to be.
Well,
ever since you wrote to Prince Edward, that's how you identify with. But I think you're being harsh on Samantha Markle. Well said, Dave. Hayden, please join the conversation. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on the Samantha Markle hot not? Give her one not.
Yeah, definitely not, but she does remind me of her own celebrity sister Steele. It would be Mercedes Corby.
Well, you know, you've gone again
You're playing to Mickey's forehand here. Because
I'm a big fan of Chappelle Corby.
He's a Chappelle fan.
From way back.
You know him well.
The ones where she's not looking mad. You know the ones?
There's not many of them.
Jeez, you're tough. You're so tough.
Not many.
I find them.
Hayden, thank you very much for your contribution.
Well said.
Jared?
Mickey, you are way off the ball. I'd rather put one in the Queen.
Hey, say that. Not cool.
I should have dumped that, but I didn't.
Prince Philip's.
You can't be cutting
Prince Philip's lunch. That'll blow up in your face. No, you can't leave it.
It's too late.
It's gone to
Mate, we don't condone that type of... language. I mean, we probably have dragged you into the territory.
I'm trying to make a lovely royal excitement. There's so many people.
You've ruined the royal wedding for a lot of people.
Pardon me, Your Majesty.
I think we should go to a break.
I think we're done, aren't we?
Hey, you're right on the ball. You are, Dave. Nothing gets by you.
Sorry, Fitzy.
So what did we decide?
Half and half. 50-50.
And I've got a new segment now. It's coming up very soon.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Three Olympic snowboard golds.
The record for X Games medals.
And a couple of perfect 100 scores.
Sean White with an incredible run there.
Back to back. 1400.
But it's also nice to know that Sean White belts out Adele in the car, just like the rest of us. He dashed Scotty James and Australia's hopes at the Winter Games.
Sean White takes gold in Pyeongchang.
But we won't hold that against him when he brings his Air and Style Festival to Sydney's Domain, where they're going to build a giant snowboard jump.
It's 16 stories tall. I mean, it's massive.
Please welcome snowboarding superstar, Sean White.
Hey.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
It was great to hear, the amazing career that you've had so far, and yet you're still, in my view, a pretty young guy.
A spring chicken.
You spotted at about 7 years old. Is that right, by Tony Hawk?
Yeah, you know, I started skating around five and snowboarding around the same time, 6 years old. And Tony Hawk, yeah, he actually would skate at my local park. And he came up to me one day and said, hey, and it was a trip. It was a dream come true. It was awesome.
Hey, I'm fascinated with your three times gold medals over three Olympics. I remember when snowboarding was first introduced at Olympic level. I remember saying to myself, well, there goes the games. They're letting in the riffraff now. It was a massive sea change, I think, when the snowboarders arrived, because for the first time ever, you were hearing speeches like, dude, it was great up there. I could see my house. I got so much air. It really was a change in psychology, wasn't it, for competitors?
Yeah, it was a trip, you know what I mean? And in many ways, I mean, like what you mentioned, it changed the sport, you know? It solidified things for a lot of people. I mean, you know, for me growing up, I was already a pro snowboarder. I was doing my thing. I was making good money. And I went to my school and said, hey, I need help with, you know, getting my schooling done. I'm traveling and doing these things. And they're like, I'm sorry, but we just don't have a program that fits you. We don't find your sport legitimate. So
really?
I had to go to great lengths to finish my schooling and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, but nowadays you can be like, well, I'm going to be an Olympian, you know, and it's not that it meant the world to the sport, but it's definitely like a legitimizing thing within the sport, you know, telling your family, your friends and people like that. If I sit next to someone on the airplane, they're like, oh, you've won X Games gold. That's cool. Yeah. You're like, no, I'm a 3-time Olympic gold medalist. They can understand that. And it's a really cool thing. So I think it was great. I remember being a kid watching the Olympics, and I was just so proud that I could actually be
there. And so you should. Hey, and mate, congratulations on the gold medal in the half pipe. Tell me, were you that much better, or did Scotty just let himself down and his nation down? What happened?
it was a tough thing, man. I mean, honestly, Ayumu and I, we're really trying to perfect these really hard tricks, and Scotty was just like right there on our heels, and any mistake we made, he was there to just pick it up and get the win. And you know, when the next season rolled around, we were all pushing it.
Yeah.
Scotty even learned a bunch of new tricks, but I think Ayumu and I finally got the combinations we were looking for, and that's definitely
well. That's cool.
It was great to watch.
We're happy for you. Now, listen, you're in Australia right now. You're actually in Sydney, and you're going to have this amazing Aaron Style Festival. Can you talk to us through? Because music's a really important part of your life, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, it is. You know, I've won a guitar at a snowboard contest at a young age. I fell in love with playing music. I joined a band. I toured for a while. The band's no longer together. It broke up years and years and years ago. But you know, I still love music, and in a selfish sort of way, I've combined all these things that I love, you know, sporting and music and festivals, all these things into one major event.
Well, it sounds so super cool. You've got a 16-story high ski ramp.
What?
That's going in the middle of the Domain in Sydney.
Does it have a ski lift? Tell me it's got a ski lift.
How do you get up the top? And also Flow Rider and Snow Patrol performing. Is that right?
Baby.
Yeah. We got a bunch of more major acts as well along the way that we'll announce further down the road. But yeah, incredible.
This sounds very exciting. We know what a point. It's a great combination, music and snowboarding. We saw so many of the snowboarders up there actually listening to music as they go about their business. So it seems an obvious connection for the two. What can people expect when they get into the Domain?
Oh, man. Well, yeah, like you said, a 16-story big air jump. There's food, there's music, there's all sorts of things. And that's what's great about the event is it's not just like a full-on rave festival or something that stereotypical thing. You know, there's families that come through, they bring their kids. It's just a real great outing, and it's something where you can be casual, come have fun, come listen to music, have a great time, and see something spectacular. Because when you take away the mountain, And you see the magnitude of the jump, you're just like, it's jaw-dropping.
Can I go down in a toboggan?
We can arrange that.
It's going to have to be a big toboggan, Sean, but thank you so much.
Where do we get our tickets, Dave? Have you got all the info?
Well, it's coming August 3, 4 and 5, right, Sean? So you've got more bands to announce. How do we get tickets?
You know, you can go to aaronstyle.com, or you can go on our Instagram and things like that and check out more details and buy tickets.
And
Sean,
hey, when you're in town, come and see us, and we'd love to meet you and have a chat.
I'd love to.
Good on you, Sean.
Cheers, Sean.
Right on, thanks.
Sean White there joining us, snowboarding Olympic champion.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
In our office, Mick, you sit next to me and you get a window view. I don't. Well, I did have a window view, but it's blocked by all your crap.
You got a lot of stuff in your office.
I can't see. I can't see out the window.
Why would you be in our office?
I was in there. I swung by as part of the show to say g'day the other day. And I've gone, what's here? Mick's got like this box. In gloves, there's cartons of beer, stickers.
And the rest.
That's everything I need for a big night out.
Oh, man.
Look, when I'm trying to concentrate.
There's a lot of beer fridges.
There are.
Do you know most people have two sets of drawers under their desk?
Yes.
I've got a wine fridge, you've got a beer fridge. Anyway, so when I'm trying to concentrate and plan the show and work out what the whole show is about, I keep getting distracted by Mick all the time. He goes, oh, look at them. Look at them go. Look what's happening here. I go, what is he going on about? We have a fish and chip shop across the road from our office, and there's a lot of seagulls.
It makes me laugh. And
every day it makes him laugh.
So they come out and they stand.
Unsuspecting.
They park themselves on the roofs of the cars that are outside the outside tables, and they just play the waiting game. It's like Alfred Hitchcock, the birds. And most of them don't even know. And they're so ballsy that they don't even care when people come and get in the cars. So they just go, hey, what you looking at? Hey, what's
really
a rumpus?
Tough.
Forget about it. As the seagulls sit there, and now the hunky-dory has decided to man the tables. They're losing the fight. So they've manned the tables with those bottles of water.
Like the spray bottles.
So
they
give you a meal and a bottle say good luck with that. You're on your own.
Because they've got to do something. Because I tell you what, I do not want to be sitting. I can't stand it when birds come on. I want to hide my hot chips.
They like black roofs. They like black roofs. I've noticed they congregate on cars with black
roofs. So you
don't
do a lot of prep for this show, do you?
And they like Kias. They seem to migrate towards a Kia.
Interesting. Well, there's, you know what, there's a fish and chip shop or actually a pizza place in Perth, actually at Hillary's Boat Harbour.
What's it called?
It's called Three Sheets. Shout out to them because they've gone one step further of how to get rid of the seagulls.
The bottles, what have they got?
They've got water pistols, but like the big mothers, like that.
Oh, yeah.
The big ones that really squirt hard.
You know what they should get? One of those tanks with the water cannons?
Do they have those?
I don't know. Well, they've got them for riots.
Maybe they should fill them with water.
So you know what they need?
What?
Like a pelican as a bouncer. Hey, moving on.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Nothing
to see here, seagulls.
Come on. Hand over that chip, son.
If you own a fish and chip shop or something like that and you've got seagulls, tell us. I'd love to hear from you.
What do you do?
What works? What doesn't?
What about other animals there might be too? Something else that bugs you when you sort of, you know, there might be some fauna, marsupials. Who knows? How do you get rid of them?
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's a monster, people. Coming up, we'll be giving away some Mick coin. Haven't done it for a while. I'm feeling stingy. Handy up, you idiots.
I don't think that's the way to appeal to people.
Get on the front foot, Jane.
All right, I'm going to talk bad parenting.
Oh, well, you know.
I've done plenty of it in my time.
This is right in your wheelhouse.
It is.
And you've got some extraordinary examples.
Well.
Care to give one?
All I will say that Anne Frank's involved.
You go. Anne Frank's dad. That is unbelievable. I can't believe you sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We're going to talk about our cows more. I own a cow.
I've got a beautiful cow. She's really attractive.
Easy. Looks like easy, that cow. And much, much more. But let's start at the top with our very special guest. It's Will Anderson. Hello, Will.
I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but my parents, of course, are dairy farmers.
Of course, I was about to
bring
that up.
And there are three children in the family, and they farm about 330-odd head of cow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So technically, if my parents, touch on wood, were to pass away tomorrow, I'd have like 110 cows.
Oh, you're saying you'd be up on us?
110.
What are you trying to be, a cow mogul?
What I'm going to say is...
What are you doing?
What I'm trying to say, Mickey, is if you need a spare cow, I've got an offer for a Mick coin.
Can I... Can I trade mine in for one of your cows? Because mine looks a bit manky.
Yeah, mate.
You can't.
My cow.
No, a cow's
my cow
for
doesn't
life.
Look right.
Really?
Can you have
you
like,
ever milked
can you
a cow?
Like,
I'm a primate.
Technically, no.
I milked a cow for like three years. Every morning I would get up before school.
Or just come in.
Come in. Yeah, a big night out on the dairy farm, staggering down Anderson Road, you know what it's like.
There's dairy farm. Gee, that's why you're good at Brekkie Radio.
Yes.
Online
Baker's
today,
hours.
Will Anderson from Hot Breakfast in Melbourne. Do a great job.
Yeah, I loved it. I really loved it. I was like milk a cow. It's a good thing to do at least once in
Mickey
your life.
Mick, you can't wait to get your hands on those udders.
Like? Right. It's like a really fat goat.
Yeah.
It looks like a fine cotton
it's
stock.
Not quite right.
Someone's fine cotton to the dairy farmer and slung a, like a, someone's chubbed up a goat and painted a blaze on its front. Yeah, have a look, show him. If you can pick a cow.
That's my beautiful
That's
one.
A beautiful cow. That's yeah, I know. I mean, she, you know, look terrible. At her. She's, I mean, cows
she's
are.
She's elegant.
Cows
she's...
are nature's vending machines. All the most delicious things in the world come out of a cow if you're willing to squeeze a cow for long enough.
That's what I'm saying. I'd love to go to, yeah, everyone talks about Love Island or Fantasy Island. It's King Island.
Right.
But dairy, beef. Those things running wild, free range.
By the way, Dave, I've got to say, on behalf of the comedy community, your zing on Mick the other day about Love Handle Island is just... I mean, it's a talk around town. I ran into Lawrence Mooney at a party. He was talking about it. There's been early talk for the Barry at next year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. They want to know if you're available to host the gala. Anyway,
Nick said to me off air, don't you ever undermine me on air ever again.
I pulled him into my office rank. And shut the door. It was one of those conversations. You know where you poke someone in the chest with your finger? A bit of that going on.
He's very unforgiving.
You would have seen it a few times, no doubt. Now,
you had a great show last
congratulations.
Night.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, thank you
it's
very
a great,
much.
This is only like, is it your third ep this year?
Yeah, third episode.
Did you or did you not beat MasterChef in the ratings last night?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Apparently, Matt Preston needs to tell his audience to F off more. Get the audience
We all tune in so that we can see. I mean, we know that you had a bit of a trouble with a sticky person.
Do you want to get
in
into
audience?
That or not? Do you want to tell us what happened?
I mean,
you want to
nothing really happened. It's fine. You know what it's like, Michael.
I have.
Sometimes you yell at an audience and they don't take it the right way.
That's it.
Totally fair enough. Now, you covered quite a bit of ground, didn't you?
We talked about Dave Warner. Now, he's been in a little bit of trouble. It made some of the news. Some of you guys might have seen it.
Unbelievable.
So we found a KFC ad from 2015.
We've got it here.
Oh, you actually have it?
Can we play it? This was, I fell off my chair last night. So just before we go, so all the trouble, Paul tampering allegations, knocked out of the game for a year. And this ad from when?
2015, set in his home cricket ground, the HCG. And, well, what you've got to look out for is when he talks about bowling on the concrete pitch and what he did.
Okay, here we go.
We had a concrete backyard, so there wasn't much movement off the wicket. So I had to try and work something out, and that was by taping half the ball and trying to get the ball up there and swinging it.
I
mean, after
that.
10 years, finally some truth in advertising. Oh. I mean,
that was tendered in the inquiry. Yeah. I think that was like the Zabruder footage.
And the whimsical music just sweetly playing underneath.
Oh,
like
I mean,
there's not a worry in the world.
It is really one of those things where you feel a little bit sorry for him in that situation.
Hey, can I? I didn't realize you did a great thing last night too on the chemists. They're like the big four.
Yeah,
they're like the banks, aren't they? And they run. These are almost conglomerate. I had no idea.
But they're
my
new favourite stores, though. You know, I've moved on from hardware because I used to love a good Bunnings.
Yeah.
Now I'm that's the warehouses.
Never went in. Just had about five hot dogs out the front.
Right. Well, I mean, that's all they're missing, really, is the hot dogs out the front. I imagine there's got to be a chemist warehouse, like, you know, I mean, they must be thinking about that right now. Yeah. But, yeah, it's amazing because our show originally was called The Gruen Transfer, which is about the idea that there's a psychological phenomena when you go shopping. It's how they design stores and malls and stuff to get you from being someone who's like, I'm just here to get this and to go home with a whole bunch of stuff you don't want.
Which is mean in a nutshell.
Well, this is a classic example of that. Like, they design their stores, the way they put it all together is just to trick you into buying
stuff.
And
the way you think you're getting a bargain, you go there with the intention that everything's cheap.
Everything's cheap.
The job's done.
But it all looks cheap to me because there's so many bright stickers on everything.
Half of the ones at the counter, which are the impulse buyers.
And they give you the buzzers, which is amazing because they worked out in the old days, people would wait for their prescriptions at the counter because you might be a bit embarrassed or you're in a rush or you might go to some other shops, do your shopping, come back.
Right.
But if they give you the buzzer, you won't leave.
You shop.
And you go shopping. Oh. If you walk into a chemist's warehouse, the first thing you see is not medicine, it's a basket. They know you're not just walking out with your script.
Oh, they've
Hang
got me.
About Will Anderson. Plenty more to talk to you about.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Will Anderson is our guest. By the way, Will Legal coming to Canberra Saturday the 2nd of June at the Civic Square London Circuit in Canberra. Then Sydney, the Opera House from the 13th of October. Get all the details. You can book the Opera House ones at sydneyoperahouse.com. Will Anderson.
Do you like doing the Opera House shows?
I mean, it's pretty nice. You always feel like a. I mean, I think as a like when you do this for a job, you always have a bit of imposter syndrome, don't you?
You do.
Like there's a, where I grew up, I had 200 people, and I think the main hall at the Opera House holds 3,000. So you do feel like you've dominated your hometown
to make you feel proud. Does it make you feel proud when you do that?
At the Opera House?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you've taken a job off an actual opera singer who trained for years.
You it's know, not designed
learned,
for you.
Learned a different language, you know.
You've changed,
and there's some idiot on stage just...
pretty full card you've got at the moment between your TV show and your live shows, which are excellent, your podcast. What are you up to at the moment?
Oh, can I tell you about this, Mick? Yes. I wanted to... So my next door neighbour is going to actually come up on my podcast. Normally it's kind of people who
which
are
Which one? What's the name of the podcast?
Okay, so it's called Willosophy, and yep. I normally talk to people you'd know about their life philosophies. Sure. Hamish Blake did one recently, yep. and it's kind of a fun podcast, but I'm going to do one with my next door neighbour because I've moved into a new neighbourhood.
Okay.
Moved interstate, and the first guy who introduced himself is my next door neighbour. His name is Phil. Now, Phil... I know famously, Mick, one day you took 43 steps.
In a day. it's all right. Where's this?
Because it was counted on one of those.
I was counted on. Basically, right. we worked it out. Yeah. I've pretty much got up at some, off the couch at some stage, gone to the toilet via the bar fridge and come back.
Right.
And that's pretty much the extent of
Phil,
activity.
Phil, my next door neighbour, is 72 years old.
Yes.
And he told me one morning he was going for a walk and he named a suburb that I was just like, maybe I don't know as much about this new city I'm living in because that feels like it's 25 kilometres away. And I'm like, are you walking all the way to... And he goes, yeah, and back. And I was like, why? And he goes, oh, my wife and I, Susan, we're about to go on this like caravanning holiday. And I'm like, oh, isn't this nice? They're in their 70s. They're going on a caravanning holiday.
Yeah. Great nomads, yeah.
I'm going to walk Birken Wills Track.
Oh,
it's 3,200... kilometres.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Even Birken Wills didn't finish Birken Wills Trek.
Well, as he said to me, they actually made it there. They made the mistake of coming.
Trying to come back.
And he's going to drive back. So he's not a complete idiot.
And is he a Birk man or a Wills man? Which is his idol? Whose numbers he got on his back?
So he's 72 years old. He's going to work. He's currently in the middle of it now. You can actually follow his website. Phil McDonald is his name. 72 years old.
I love it that he's a neighbour. He's just introduced himself.
Just introduced himself.
He's walking
Birken Wills Track. But here's the thing, Jane. Yeah. It gets better than this because I'm like, well, that's a pretty interesting adventure for somebody to have. I'm like, have you had any other previous adventures? And he goes, oh, yes, I have actually. He said, before the bicentennial, I had just bought from this guy, what are those bikes with the big wheel?
And
the
penny farthing.
A penny farthing.
No way.
Right. And he
That's
bought
your dream, Mick.
Oh, I love a penny farthing.
At an auction. And the guy had said, oh, you know what the thing is? Like, you know, there's not really any of these left anymore. And so Phil thought, here's what I'll do. I'll ride this penny farthing around Australia to celebrate the bicentennial.
He needs to start drinking.
Penny farthings don't have brakes. So he drove around all of Australia on that giant penny farthing coming down hills at 40 kilometres an hour with no brakes. But this isn't the best bit. Because he had one of those hipster mustaches and was wearing a top hat and tails for the entire way.
So when he wasn't on the bike, he was tying someone to the railway track. Which is pretty much what you're saying.
Next door neighbour, 72 years old.
Hey, Philbo, calm the farm, mate.
Come on.
Have a lie down.
Get on the get your tracky decks, mate.
He's probably a swinger.
Have a few beers.
Out there going
chill.
What's his wife doing while he's doing that? What's she doing?
God, is she not doing
having
the same
an affair.
She's got a bit of spare time on her hands.
They've both got their own hobbies.
Yeah. How's that ride around Australia
She's driving the support car. So they're doing it at the moment. Look them up.
Well, that's lovely.
They're doing it for charity. That's
fascinating
pretty cool.
Insight.
You can cook some food. He's taking his little lunchbox. When he hits the road.
Well, he's already out there. He's already walking at the moment. So, I'm going to burgle their house. I know how long he's away for.
What's
where
his
he is
walking
on
style? Birken Wills. He's going to do it like Kerry Saxby.
Yeah. Saxby style.
So you're going to do the whole
model.
You know what would be great? If he was getting right towards the end and he just came out with one of those red flags. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Nah. You're out. Hey, always a pleasure, Will Anderson. Good luck at the Opera House. Good luck in Canberra. Whereabouts in Canberra?
That's right. The Canberra Theatre. Right?
Civic Square London Circuit in Canberra. Fantastic. Comedy.com.au to buy.
And you can be heard on the Hot Breakfast on Triple M in Melbourne every morning, Monday to Friday, with Eddie Maguire and Luke Darcy.
Yep.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mom! What kind of mother am I?
I'm a profile of you.
I'm afraid I'll be forced to call social services.
You know, when I was little, I used to pretend you weren't my mother.
Me too.
Time now for another entry into the Journal of Bad Parenting.
Let's go to the master.
Jane.
Thank you for that. And proudly so.
Yeah.
We can't all be brilliant parents.
No, no.
A mother in Sweden's not a brilliant parent.
What's she done?
Well, she was going to do something really lovely. She was getting a tattoo of two of her children on her arm, looks like. And she's in the middle of getting it done.
Yep.
And after it's been done, she checks it out and she goes, oh, that's interesting. I wanted to have Nora and Kevin on my arm. Instead, right. I've got Nora and Kelvin.
Oh. Who are Nora and Kevin?
They're her children. Oh. Nora and Kelvin is one of her children.
It was Kevin.
It's Kevin, not but Kelvin.
But she's got Kelvin tattooed.
She now has Kelvin tattooed.
Well, now she has a real dilemma on her hands.
She has. She said her heart stopped when she saw the error. I thought I was going to faint.
It's hard batting your way out of that
corner. The artist drew the design and didn't ask anything about the spelling, so I didn't give it another thought. Well, you're very stupid. Wasn't until later she noticed the glaring
mistake.
Stupid
have an L in it.
So, you know, she's solved the problem.
How?
Well, it can't be removed and they can't change it. So what she's doing? She's changing the name of her son.
To Kelvin.
Oh, to fit the tattoo.
To Kelvin. To fit with he's only two, not just two.
He'll never know.
And she said she and her husband have grown to love the name Kelvin. They say that no one else has her son's name in the town that she's from in Sweden. And
Kelvin's not a Swedish name.
I wouldn't have thought Kelvin. So either.
Neither is Kevin, by the way. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought. But a young son's really taken well to the new name, so that is what happens when you stuff up a tattoo.
Something happened to me. I had to change the names of my kids to Love and Hate after the tattoos on my knuckles.
You don't have those. No,
I don't.
All right.
I've got one.
Where?
It's another conversation.
It's not.
I'm going to get my cow branded, though.
I don't think that's necessary.
Yep, it is.
What are you going to get on your cow's bot-bot?
On the bot-bot, on the big... On my cow's bot-bot.
Your cow won't cope with that.
Property of Mick Malloy, my cow.
No, your cow's very nervous.
Can I say something?
And it looks like it's cowering. It looks like the runt of the litter.
It's like a fine cotton style, isn't it?
You don't think it's a cow?
Something could happen to my cow. My cow could go
missing. Oh, no, you can't say that.
I'm just saying.
No.
If there's a stampede... Or anything gets rustled, my cow.
On the other hand, my cow, Kennedy, is just pristine, pretty.
She's a
look
princess.
At her eyes. Look at her eyelashes.
Kennedy's a princess.
She's gorgeous. She's by the beautiful. Way, those pictures are on Instagram
are
at
they?
Kennedy Malloy as well.
Are they?
I love her.
We've got our own cows on Instagram.
You can see
we should get
what
them their own
at.
Instagram. Sorry.
Great idea.
All right, what else have you got? Bad parenting?
Yes, Anne Frank's father, Otto.
Oh, jeez.
Well, look, we know. Let's be mature about this. And I can speak because I've been to Anne Frank's house in Amsterdam. Yes, and it's really incredible.
Just for sticky beak. What, was it open for inspection or are you?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. It is open for inspection, I'll have you know.
What is it?
It's her house.
In Amsterdam?
It's her house.
Like a museum or
where
something.
Where she actually, she got the cupboard she used to crouch in?
Yes.
It's a bit roomier than she made out in the book, wasn't it? Eh? A bit more leg room. It's more of a pantry. It's more of an ensuite than just a... She banged it on a bit. Don't you reckon? Jeez. I'm just saying.
Hang on. Just a minute. Let me just go.
Stretching out.
Together.
I can she could have taken 43 steps in a day. I could have done that. I took 43 steps in a day. Where's my book? Why? Where's my statue? Why am I some kind of hero?
All right.
Do I need to dump or do we keep going?
No, you can stop talking now. Right. And let me just say, you know, I'm being silly here, but her father left her. She was only 13. They've just discovered a couple of pages.
That's how you should keep a 13-year-old.
From her book. Do you know that Anne Frank wrote dirty jokes?
I beg your pardon. She wrote blue.
She wrote blue.
Really?
What, in her diary?
Yes. Mystery has always surrounded these two pages of her diary that were covered in brown paper. They've lifted them up and through technology they've discovered that she wrote four dirty jokes.
What are the jokes?
This is happening.
You got them?
Yeah, well, they're a bit ripe.
Oh, right, okay.
She's working blue.
Jeez.
She's working blue. All I can say is...
She hasn't drawn a dick and balls at me, has she?
Not that. It does involve a few prostitutes. She does imply her father might have gone to a few prostitutes. I mean, she's gone. She was locked up for a long time.
She's like 50 Shades of Grey now. 50 Shades of Frank. SpongeBob. I said, why is the dad the bad dad?
Because.
Has he locked her in the cupboard or because
no.
he's. Why?
No, because obviously he was a bit bawdy and she picked up some terrible jokes, just like I did from my father over the years. You know what?
Got any of
I'm
those?
Going to blame my father for anything that I do that's yeah. inappropriate, like this segment that's just been done.
The Diary of Jane Kennedy.
Oh, yes,
if
please.
It's got any bawdy jokes in it, it's yes, because please. You. Hey, we're at 133353. There's yeah. some very good examples.
Well, bad parenting. We love hearing.
We love bad parenting. Yeah. Jane's done a bit of it. I got caught out once, but not really. Dave, you've
dropped my kid once.
You've just had the kid.
You dropped your kid.
And you've just spent a whole week with the kids.
I have.
Your wife. Has your wife come home yet?
She's home. Oh. Yeah, she's back. Yeah, so no, the kids are great.
How long did it take you to tidy up?
A little while, but things are good at home.
That's good. I sent a kid off in a wet sports shirt yesterday, and it was freezing cold because it was in the wash and wasn't dried. But that's just one thing I've done.
It's called a dryer.
Oh, I just forgot to put it on.
I told her. I won't tell.
Plenty
all
right. of that.
All right, give us a call. 133353, bad parenting. What's on board?
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
Right in the middle of bad parenting.
My father's contacted me.
Oh.
What about his jokes?
He just said, you'll keep. You'll keep.
Should we get him on?
We should.
Get him on and he can do one for us and we'll decide if it's bad or not.
Have you got 2 hours?
Oh.
He'll enjoy it.
That's why he's bad parenting. Your lippiness. Mm.
My lippiness.
I reckon he should have done a better job raising his daughter.
I love the way you describe me as being lippy.
Hey, give us a call, 133353. Weren't you getting into the Markles? Do you reckon
I think Thomas and Daria, is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, then she's a yoga teacher. Yeah, right. Oh, Pilates, whatever. And anybody holds a yoga mat these days is a bloody yoga teacher. Honestly.
But you're saying he's a bad parent.
I'm saying he's not ace. And now he's embarrassing his daughter.
He's not. He's the victim in all this.
He's not just the victim.
He doesn't
How
want to get involved
he?
In a media circus. You know,
well, he did a fine job of it, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's now.
Plonked right in the middle.
He is just naive. And not alert to how
That's
people
rubbish.
The media
He's an Emmy Award-winning lighting
don't
director
shout,
who's worked in
don't
Hollywood.
Shout.
Don't give me always a poor man living in Mexico trying to have a quiet life. Rubbish.
Do you like anyone?
Yes, I do. A few people. A handful. Count them on one hand.
Oh, you're making a fist. Hey, Gary's on the line. Gary. Gary's quick. Helps out. Gary, were you the bad parent?
Yes, mate.
What did you do?
My son is 4. We live in Sydney on the northern beaches.
Yep.
Took him to the beach. Went home.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said to me, where's Ryan?
Oh, shit.
Gary.
Drove back down to the beach.
Yeah.
There he was, still playing in the sand. Didn't know.
How long do you reckon it transpired since you'd left
Probably
him?
Probably 20 minutes.
Oh, Gary.
How was the drive back to the beach, Gary? What were you thinking?
Quite nervous with my wife's voice still ringing in my ears.
That's a nervous drive.
You'd have to get in her good books for that's about a 3-year one, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon that still wouldn't have been the end of it. Even though you come back with a child, that's a good result.
Oh, no.
But I don't think that would get you
off the hook entirely,
Gary.
Thanks, Gary. That's what we're talking about. Hey, Trish.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Thank you. Bad parent, you?
No, not me, but I work in childcare.
Oh, dear.
Once a child brought a sparkly, lighted-up vibrator in a Barbie dress for show and tell.
Oh. Trish.
Good heavens.
Okay. And how did that go down
with the other kinder teachers?
When we saw it coming towards us and it was moving, we told the child that it was such a special show and tell that no one could touch it and that they should put it straight back in their bag. And then I had to call Mum and tell her that something that might be found in her top drawer was
Are you missing anything?
Trish.
I would have loved to have gone to the next parent teacher night.
She didn't look me in the eye for a few months.
I can imagine. Wow, Trish, we got a prize for you.
Sure,
that's
you got a prize back coming your way.
It's a Barbie doll. It doesn't, it's
doesn't
not
light
possibly
up,
the vibrating Barbie. Here she comes.
Wow. I love the fact that she dressed in a... outfit.
Good
Clever. That's ingenious. Fashion designer of the future.
Wow.
old Barbie, battery sold separately. all right, Craig, can you top that? I doubt it somehow. Bad parenting, you?
No, not me, my mother.
What did she do to you?
Long time ago, went for a bit of a family trip up to Eildon, water skiing. Yes. I was 3, my sister was 2 months. Mum got a bit sick and tired of sitting on the bank, so she put me in a boat with my father, left my little sister in a bassinet under a tree while she went skiing. After a few more drinks, we asked her, how long did you leave her there? She said, well, it all got the better of me. I got these images of magpies picking the eyes out of
Craig, I love it. It still makes you laugh so much today.
Kids were pretty happy in the bassinet. Yeah. Remember when the bassinet was the only really relaxing toy available to the mother?
Also, yep. It was the car seat, have you know, as well. They'd just be bunged in the back.
Strap them in the bassinet. Oh, well done, Craig. Yeah, we like it a lot. Give Craig a prize.
Yeah, Craig got a prize. Prize pack for you.
Let's wrap this up with Caroline. Caroline, who was it?
It was my grandmother. My grandmother was the bad parent. She was in the shop with my mum. My mum was 9 years old. My mum was being a brat and banging the counter. And grandmother said to my mum, you keep doing that, I'll wallop you one. Yes. And she was talking to the assistants and bang, 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 bang. And she's just gone whack, looked up. And there's my mum in another aisle, and she's hit the wrong kid.
Oh, no.
And she's just turned around to this other mother. She says, I'm so sorry. And the other mother's just gone, no worries, she deserved it.
It was a simpler time.
Wasn't it a simpler
Caroline,
and best of times,
price
Caroline?
For Caroline.
Bang. Price back for you as well.
Well done, everybody. Oh, it never fails
get them
to
all,
make me.
We can't get them through my all of them today, but we'll do this again another time because clearly and lovingly we've got a lot of bad parents in
well
our audience
done,
and we love
right.
it.
Your new way to drive home.
Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to the Nissan Pathfinder, it's where family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder, family driven.
Do not get me started on the Nissan Pathfinder. Do you know what I feel they should do with the Nissan Pathfinder?
What's that?
Use it as the official carriage for the royal wedding.
Oh,
that's
brilliant.
A really
Could
good
you
idea.
Forget your stupid horse and carriage.
Who wants that?
Let's
so
upgrade.
Yesterday. This is the future.
Let's upgrade.
I think so. Well, you can fit 7 people
seven
in there.
7 people. They're the whole bridal party.
Yeah.
She's going to have lots of little annoying children.
Could drive it up the doors of Westminster. Mr. Abbey, come up the aisle.
William,
back
William,
it up.
William could
back
drive
it up
it.
And open the doors out.
That sounds awesome.
But don't you reckon the Pathfinder would handle that with aplomb?
Well, it's got a great entertainment system, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's your music for your wedding.
Yeah,
I love it. I just can't get enough of it. Well done to everyone involved.
Yeah.
I suppose that's Nissan.
It is Nissan. That's
Keep
Nissan
them
Pathfinder.
Coming, Nissan.
Good
Keep
on
up
you.
The good work.
We love a Pathfinder.
It's where family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder, family driven.
I love it.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We were promising a whole segment on Mick Coyne.
Yes.
We just can't do
What's
it
happened?
Today. It's been booted over till tomorrow. We can take one call.
All right.
And one call only because we're nearly done for another day. Ryan's on the line. How are you, Ryan?
Good afternoon. How are you?
What goods or stroke services are you prepared to offer for a Mick Coyne?
I'm going to offer you a balloon ride over Melbourne in a giant pot of beer.
Sold.
The world's new.
I beg your pardon.
We got overexcited.
We didn't have to think about that, Ryan. I know that he's up for that.
Is that the Carlton United pot?
That is the Carlton United pot.
Okay, can I mention, this is quite an incredible coincidence, but I just happened to be in at the head office of Carlton.
Oh, really?
When?
Today?
Today.
What's going on there?
Just dropped in to say hi to the boys.
You're making a few deals on the side,
do a few tastings.
Oh.
No, just doing a
tastings?
Just letting me know what's coming up.
I think this is your regular Thursday morning,
I
is
am
it?
Their eyes and ears on this side of the bar, thank you very much. So often I get called in on big projects.
I understand that,
and
sure.
There was a big picture of that balloon on the wall, because obviously CB, Carlton Draft, major sponsors of Front Bar.
That's right, which
the
is
the sponsor of Front Bar.
8:30 tonight, 7.
And I said, is that, does that...
Does that operate?
I said, does that still operate?
Could it hold me?
Right. Could it take me,
Sam? Could it lift me up?
Could it take me, Sam Pang, and Andy Maher to our grand final show or the Brownlow?
Ryan, it looks like it's been your lucky day. Aren't you thrilled with
that?
Mate,
are you associated?
Last time they set it up when Mick did Fedfast.
Feb 5.
Oh, Feb. God, that was ages ago.
They were trying to tease him, so they put it up in the air.
In fact, I think they flew it over my house.
That's hilarious. Hey, all thank right, you, Ryan. Mate. Well done.
Well done, Ryan. That's a deal. How are you going to get it to me? I thought I'd have a better chance of getting this.
Picture this ballooning. We'll contact you and we'll get it all sorted.
I cannot wait.
We should do a show. We could do a Kennedy Malloy show from a balloon.
Do you know what you're going to see?
No, thanks. Not
when
for me.
You look out the windows and you'll go, where's Mickey? And you'll open there and you'll see the balloon coming. Me.
I'll duck for cover. That's what I'll do.
Hey, yes. By the way,
so you're going to be on the front bar tonight,
Tonight, 8:30. Check your local guides.
Yep.
I'm guessing it'll be after a Royal Doco of some description.
It could be.
But guess how excited I am. Guess who's on? Barry Hall. And everyone,
the
doesn't matter where
Barry
you are
Hall.
In the country, you'll know exactly who Barry Hall is. One of the meanest, baddest hombres.
Not really.
But also one of the best players to ever. He's a premiership captain. He's played at three clubs.
I can't wait to see him.
It's a fascinating story. And I'm going to be on my very best behavior.
I doubt that, but I will look forward to seeing Barry Hall.
So that'll be a load of fun.
Big bad Barry.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm going to meet a couple of girlfriends now.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
I'm going to have a chat.
Is in a wine bar?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. I need a crystal ball. It's like I can see the future.
Oh, you'd want to come with us, I know. You'd be a bit jelly belly.
Even though I'm at work, I'm sitting at a working bar with a beer in front of me tonight on Channel 7.
Everyone's a winner. Dave, have a good night yourself.
Yes.
You indeed. Hamish Blake is going to join us in studio tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's the excellent news.
Hey, coming back to Mitcoin, by the way, go Facebook at Kennedy Malloy and let Mick know what you're prepared to offer. Goods and services for Mitcoin. We'll see you tomorrow, Australia.
We're not sure you're more intelligent having listened to the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up podcast, but the Nissan Pathfinder Ti offers intelligent cruise control and intelligent around-view monitor. Nissan Pathfinder. Family driven.